The senator's carbon tax would start at 15 cents a gallon, raising an estimated $3.5 billion a year. Most of the revenue would provide a tax credit for families earning less than $75,000, the rest to mass transit systems. Steinberg says California must respond to climate change, and that will sting.
But I am concerned about who we sting. I say we return the majority of the money to the people who can least afford to foot the bill and who are already suffering most environmentally from the impact of climate change.
Steinberg's proposal drew criticism from environmental advocates. Democratic Senator Fran Pavley, who wrote California's landmark greenhouse gas reduction law, says a carbon tax would conflict with AB 32's overall goal of reducing climate change.
Because it sends mixed signals to the major emitters, where some now are under a cap, required to roll back. Other people get a free pass. The motorists pay.
The oil industry is neutral, but business groups don't like the proposal. They argue companies and consumers would pay more at the pump. In fact, Steinberg acknowledges gas prices will go up regardless, under cap and trade or a carbon tax.
And it may not be popular to say, but that's necessary. Higher prices discourage demand.
That prompted this response from Peter DeMarco with the Senate Republican Caucus.
At least now we're beginning to see a transparent listing of how much AB 32 regulations are going to cost Californians.
As for Governor Jerry Brown, his office reiterated his opposition to new taxes this year. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.